Penguin Random House Audio presents Panic Proof, the new holistic solution to end your anxiety forever. This is the author, Dr. Nicole Kane. A note before we begin, please be sure to download the bonus PDF for access to the writing prompts, assessments, visuals, and charts mentioned throughout this book. To every Charlotte, Aria, Matthew, Esme, Jenny, and David, your stories are powerful and important. I dedicate this book to you. Introduction: The Truth About Panic and the Lies You've Been Told. If you're listening to this book, you're likely struggling with panic. Maybe you're newly diagnosed with panic and anxiety, or maybe you've been struggling with panic for many years. Either way, I know it may seem hard right now to imagine a life where anxiety isn't running the show. Maybe you were told that anxiety is pretty common. It is. And that anxiety doesn't heal, it's just managed. That's a myth. Maybe you're just beginning to heal from panic and anxiety. Or maybe you've been around the block a time or two and feel stuck. Regardless of whether you're relatively new to the panic game, or you've tried everything under the sun to make panic stop, I want you to know three things. 1, I've been there. 2, I've got your back. And 3, you can heal from anxiety and panic. But before we go any further, you have likely heard two big lies, and I want to address them straight out of the gate. Lie 1, symptoms are bad. We're here to make them go away. Lie 2, the experts likely know more about your brain and body than you do. Let's just dig into each of these for a moment. Lie 1, symptoms are bad. We're here to make them go away. This could be the official slogan for the medical profession. You go to the doctor when you are suffering, and your doctor wants to relieve that suffering. Symptoms are seen as problems to be solved. But what if our symptoms are actually trying to tell us something? What if they're not problems, but solutions? Let's say you're in the market for a car. You find one you really like, and you get in the driver's seat to take it for a spin. Once you shut the door, you get hit by an overpowering scent of a tree-shaped air freshener hanging from the rearview mirror. Even so, the car works great, and so you buy it and take it home. A week later, as the tree loses its scent, you notice a different aroma. This one, however, is quite offensive. Scenario 1. You get a new air freshener and don't investigate further. Scenario 2. You explore why there is a smell and, after further investigation, discover the remains of a rotten burrito in the glove box. In scenario 1, you've simply masked the symptom. The problem is still there, it's just not as noticeable. In scenario 2, you've addressed the root cause of the symptom. The problem is gone, and you've actually made your car better in the process. The same is true for our bodies. Symptoms are not problems, they are solutions. They are our body's way of telling us that something is wrong and we need to make a change. When we ignore our symptoms, we're only making the problem worse. We're like the person who buys a new air freshener instead of cleaning out the rotten burrito. It's the same story if you've been experiencing panic attacks. Panic attacks are a symptom, and you can try to cope your way out of the problem. using medications, supplements, meditation, etc. You'll succeed for a while. But if you can't keep up your coping strategies for a short period of time, and let's face it, it's impossible to always be on top of them, the panic returns. Similar to finding the rotten burrito, you can instead explore the why behind the panic. Whether the symptom is a yucky smell or a feeling of panic, it is a sign pointing to a deeper issue. The symptom is not the problem, but instead is part of the solution to the problem. Realizing and understanding that something is off gives you the opportunity to heal not just your panic, but your energy and health on a deeper level. The word vitality means energy, life, and health, while resiliency describes the ability to withstand or recover from challenges. Together, these words describe a state of being fully alive and able to withstand stress. Your body is both vital and resilient, and it produces symptoms to tell you what needs healing and how. Lie 2. The experts likely know more about your brain and body than you do. This is another common lie that we're told. We're told that doctors and therapists are the experts, and that we should just listen to them. But the truth is, we know our bodies better than anyone else does. We know what feels right and what feels wrong. We know what makes us feel better and what makes us feel worse. Don't let anyone tell you that you know less about yourself than they do. That's the definition of gaslighting. My hope for you is that this book will help you learn to trust yourself so that you can become your own best advocate. Your doctors are experts in their respective fields, but you are the only person living inside your mind and body. And that's tough when you feel like your mind and body are at war. This isn't my autobiography, so I'm not going to get into my whole childhood, but I do want to share a little bit of my backstory. It's important that you know I've been through the dark circle of hell that is panic. Not only have I been there, I've come out on the other side. And you can too. Not only have I healed myself, I have helped literally thousands of panic sufferers get their lives back. Helping you to become panic-proof is what sets my soul on fire. And because of that, I'm going to be a little bit vulnerable. My story of panic. It was 3 a.m. and my body was on fire. I hadn't gotten a good night's sleep in almost 6 months, and over the last 3 evenings, I had slept for only an hour. I was spiraling, and with the passing of every minute, I became more certain that I was going to die. What began with a few bad nights of sleep due to stress had expanded into a full-fledged emotional crisis. As panic climbed, my level of functioning plummeted. My stomach was in knots, and I struggled to eat, which resulted in so much weight loss that my menstrual cycle stopped. Day and night, adrenaline surged, causing jerking and twitching of my muscles and violent pounding of my heart. The worst physical symptom was the constant burning pain. It felt as if coals from a fire had been placed beneath my skin in my back and chest. Your nervous system is stuck in autonomic arousal, my husband, a clinically trained psychotherapist, said. You have to take a break and give your body time and space to let that adrenaline come down and re-equilibrate.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?